Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, go to hell and go kick rocks. We're just having fun with the sciatica people, all right?
Well,
relax.
It's all right.
Relax, Francis.
No, we had a friendly back and forth. It's okay.
No, see, that's your problem. You back and forth. You don't got to go back and forth with him. Relax, Francis. We're just having fun, okay? We know that it's a serious thing.
I know, but let me just ask you, does it seem like I have a problem?
I have a problem then.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you have a problem then.
Damn, Francis.
I don't have a
problem. Lighten up, Francis.
I don't have a problem. We're just making fun of LeBron for being old and having sciatica.
That's all. We're making fun of LeBron. Not your ass. Well, you know I have it.
Or your back.
I had it when I was 27. Yeah. I wasn't old. Man, we know this. I was having fun with LeBron.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't, you know.
Go
I didn't
sit your
know,
ass down.
I'd have never met any young people that had it. I just hear old folks mentioning, my sciatica's acting up.
It's a common
older person thing to say.
But because you have it, we do apologize for hurting your feelings.
Wasn't trying to make anybody feel better.
France.
Like that.
Okay, sweetheart. Sorry.
Michigan, I wasn't trying to do that either.
Well, I'm doing it.
I was just
it.
Having a back and forth. Well, that's why they DM me, Randy.
I know, but you
don't get that.
You know how I am with you.
I got to stop
right?
telling you.
You know how I am. You know how I am, man. You know how I am with you. But no, and then obviously, you know, Sister Jean passed. So rest in peace.
Was it sciatica?
See, there you go. See, that's why you get the DMs and I don't. I'm over here trying to be compassionate. A lot of people, you know, say we're still going to hell. You know, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think so. I'm pretty sure it's going to take, again, it's going to take me a few, yo, it's me, Randy.
You're not going to be a first ballot.
Yeah, I ain't going to be a first ballot through them pearlies. But
you're going to get in.
Yeah, I'm going to get in there.
You're going to get in. You got a good heart.
Yes,
you
I do.
You got a good heart.
Yes, I do.
But yeah, rest in peace to Sister Jean.
Yeah.
I did hear this morning in one of the, they were talking about her on the radio, and they said one of her main beliefs that she would preach to people was to keep a healthy sense of humor.
Yes.
So if you thought what we said was funny.
But we didn't say anything that wasn't.
We didn't say anything bad about it.
We didn't say
anybody.
Anything bad. No. We were just saying.
When she retired from being a nun, I didn't know what that meant.
Go be Stella.
Yeah.
Go get your groove back.
Exactly.
For the first time, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Back.
Whatever. Back,
get it back
whatever.
Or find, discover it. I don't know.
I don't know.
But now, obviously, now she's passed, and so she's, you know.
Yeah, she's.
She's a first ballot.
Oh, no doubt
sure.
about it.
I'm sure.
No doubt about it.
106.
Yeah, man. That's a
hell
minute.
Of a damn run.
That's a hell of a run for her. Obviously,
you want to be. You want to be 106.
You damn right, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, dog.
Me too.
Because by the time I'm 106, they're going to come out with something more potent than damn Blue Chew. It's going to be in the air.
It's going to be in that little tube. The little
oxygen
tube.
Oxygen tube.
Yeah, but yeah, rest in peace to Sister Jean. We're obviously a big fans on the show, and she's been a part of our conversation recently.
And so rest in peace, sis.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. All right, let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
Why is that so funny?
Oh, I don't know. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right. Let's start with what happened last night. Oh, actually, no. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's start with Kyle Pitts. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. He's a guy that we've been talking about quite a bit throughout the bye week. Like, all right, really good start to the season. Like, really encouraging. Looks good. Let's get him the ball some more. Here's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
Let me pull it up real quick. You know, he's playing well, but I'm pretty sure he has 24 catches on 28 targets,
Somewhat
like that. So, I mean,
because we've talked about it every week. He's either had a catch on every target or one target that didn't end up in a catch. But, yeah, that's got to be a stat, right?
Yes.
They got stats on everything. What do you even call that? Target to catch ratio or something like that?
I don't know. You know, they got all these new damn stats.
Hey, if that doesn't exist, we got to make up our own stat. Because
everybody else does.
Everybody else does. And we just have the Andy and Randy index or something like that.
Something like that.
Anyway, yes, he is catching most of the passes that are thrown his way. Throw him some more passes. He's been very effective when he's had the ball in his hands. He finally got in the end zone in the last game that they played in. I think the only thing you can do is give it to him more.
I think so, too. I mean, I think especially because Moody is out right now, you have an opportunity to, you remember coming to the season, I was like, Kyle Pitts needs to be the second leading receiver on his team.
Well, he will be.
And I think that's a good thing. Not saying anything. I mean, obviously, you want to have Moody out there, but at the same time, I mean, he's going to have a hard time this year, man.
You were saying even with Darnell Mooney out there.
Yeah, 20 receptions on 24 targets.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That Andy and Randy index is looking good.
Yeah, man. We're going to call it AR Dex?
Yeah. The AR
Dex. Catch percentage.
Huh? That's already a stat?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it didn't have to be. Like.
We'll come up with a new one. There's a lot of stuff. We'll find one. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Bo.
It's all right.
Still our dream right there.
Yeah, that's all right. She's trying to come up with some analytics. Andy-lytics. Andy and Randy-lytics.
Oh, I don't do lytics.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't talk dork.
All right, fair enough. Anyway.
Catch rate.
Oh.
My bad.
Dang it. Well, shoot. We'll come up with something new then. Here's Jackson Dart scoring a rushing touchdown.
Dart in shotgun set. Drops back to throw. Escapes. Now he's going to run with it. Cuts at the 15. He's to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Giants. Jackson Dart. 20-yard touchdown run.
That was a hell of a play.
Excuse me?
That was a hell of a play.
Sure. But what's that guy doing?
That's pretty bad. But no, I mean, Andy, that was a hell of a play by him, hell of a run. That was a hell of a throw on the touchdown play, how he escaped.
Yeah.
But he's going to get hurt. He ain't going to play long the way he plays. He started 3 games. He's been in the blue tent twice.
Yeah. Right. And we saw pretty clearly why they don't want Russell Wilson out there last night when he came in and skipped that
game. Head coach runs over to the tent, looks at it like, hey, man.
Hey, I've never seen that before.
A coach run over there.
He went in.
Yell in the tent like, hey, man, you need to hurry the hell up.
And then Scataboo went in the tent. They had to make him go out.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart was like looking out the mesh on top of the tent trying to see the plays.
Yes.
They really, really, really don't want to put another quarterback in the game. And you see why. Played pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Played pretty damn well. Him and Scataboo.
3 tugs.
Imagine Giants fans are pretty, you know, obviously they're still 2-4 and all that, but. Something to be excited about with the two rookies playing like they are on offense last night. And the Eagles have issues.
Yes.
Their offense is not good.
No, it's not good. They got problems with the play caller. They got problems with the quarterback because he's not playing well. He's not throwing it like he needs to. Missed Devontae on a wide open touchdown. The pick, I mean, you watch AJ, he's coming open in the back of the end zone. So, yeah, Jalen's not seeing it. Maybe Nick Sirianni needs to take over the play caller.
Maybe. Broncos and Jets. In London, Jets could be 0-6 after this one.
They probably will be.
Anybody get left over there in England, you think?
AG, man, I mean, if they lose a close game, say Denver last-second field goal, yeah, he'll come back. But if they keep playing the way they're playing, you know that London trip is always that trip that people get fired on.
Yeah, they do. Don't get caught cheating on anybody either. Here's Jake Browning, who used to be the starting quarterback. He was the backup. Now he's the backup again. Flacco's going to play on Sunday. I don't really know what Jake Browning's trying to say here.
You know, I'm aware of the role I played.
Obviously, I'm pissed. And if I wasn't pissed, then I shouldn't be in this locker room. You know, I'm aware of the role I played in the offensive struggles over the last few weeks. And, you know, but I'm also not shouldering the entire situation. I think at the end of the day, need to limit some turnovers and stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of other things that you know, kind of contributed to our lack of offensive production. And, you know, I think for me, I kind of point to even, you know, the Denver game where I did take care of the ball, we put up 3 points. So, you know, I don't know. I obviously, like I said, I'm not dumb or arrogant enough to think that I didn't play my role in the offensive struggles, but, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into it. And communication to me was trying to provide a spark on offense after, you know, getting beat pretty bad 3 games in a row.
Okay.
Damn.
So, yeah, now I know exactly what he's trying to say.
Yeah, it ain't my fault,
damn
it. It ain't my fault. It's the backup quarterback. It's the offensive line's fault. It's the defense's fault.
Jamar's fault.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the starter anymore, so I guess he doesn't have to rally the troops or anything like that.
I got to talk to him.
Yeah, that's not
good. Yeah, that's not good.
It's not great because he's probably going to play again.
Yes.
Like Joe Flacco's
it's
their starter.
Joe Flacco.
We're hoping for the best, but there's a pretty good chance Jake Browning's going to play again. Here's Baker Mayfield talking about the narrative surrounding him.
I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
I love it. Yeah, I think that the thing with
so
Baker,
true.
He's absolutely 100% correct. You know, and I mean, it's amazing when you get to the right spot with people who believe in your ability, and you have matured. He really has, and so, but he still has that, you know, about him. And everything. That's
I mean,
what makes him.
He still grabs his and yells at people.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, they're just winning, and he's playing well.
Yeah,
he's an MVP candidate right now, man. But they got a big one this weekend. Got San Fran coming to town. Don't know which quarterback. Do we know what quarterback's playing for San Fran?
It'll be Mac Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you got them coming to town. Another big one is Seahawks going all across the country to go to Jacksonville. Mm. Did Jacksonville build off of that big win they had? And then, obviously, Andy, the Sunday night game, you got Detroit going to the Chiefs. Detroit's all kind of banged up in the secondary. Mm-hmm. They're down. They're two starting corners.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a situation. Can the Chiefs bounce back? Can they cover? Because right now, Detroit's averaging, 40 points a game?
Yeah, since that first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look really good. And then, you know, obviously the Chiefs lost. Who'd they lose to on Sunday? They lost to the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that should be a fun one.
Yeah.
That should be a fun one.
Yeah. Can the Patriots have a grown-up win against the Saints? Meaning,
right.
You know.
They just had a really emotional win against Buffalo.
Yes.
Don't bounce. And the Saints just got their win, so that's out of the way.
Yeah.
So you can go down there and hopefully. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what the Patriots do. They're such a young team and a young quarterback. They can find some mature consistency, consistent maturity. Rams, Ravens. Ravens probably go to 1-5.
Bad ball.
Ooh,
man.
Titans, Raiders.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's going to be ugly.
Yikes.
Where's that, in Vegas?
Yeah, at least they're in Vegas.
At least they're in Vegas. Yeah, because I know Pete Carroll, like, if Geno throws an interception, is he – who's that backup?
Aiden O'Connell?
Ooh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, he's still there.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Ill.
I don't know.
Ill.
Hey, guys. Desmond Ridder started a game last year.
Yeah, he did. Hey, guys, tomorrow go over to Bulldog Kia in Athens because Squid Billy will be over there. He will be getting you ready for the big game. One lucky fan will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch smart TV with a rolling stance. There will be other prizes. There will be tickets to an upcoming Falcons home game. Again, tomorrow, guys, noon at 2 at Bulldog's Kia in Athens with my main man, Squid Bo Morgan.
Some really good college football games tomorrow. Obviously, three of them where both teams are ranked. Indiana at Oregon, where game day will be number 7 versus number 3.
What's her name?
Sabrina Ionescu.
Sabrina Ionescu is going to be the guest.
Duck speaker. Legend. Yeah, yeah, that'll be really cool. So we'll get to as many of those games and say as many interesting things as we can about them coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.